we're going to talk about what happened yesterday with the removal of Deputy Danny Healy-Ray from his position on the Agriculture Committee. This was raised in the Dáil. A vote was held. Here's a little bit of Independent Ireland's Michael Collins first, and then Deputy Danny Healy-Ray having his say on the matter.
Deputy Michael Collins.
Taoiseach, in 2016, when you were in opposition, you said, and I will read a quote from your speech, political parties should not think Parliament is their position and that they can control anything that happens. You continue by saying, to date, we've had such experiences where deputies have been removed from committees because they voted against government. Why now you today do a 360-degree turn and try and seek to remove Deputy Danny Healy-Ray from the Agricultural Committee at 3 o'clock today? Because
Deputy,
he voted against your government.
Deputy, time is over.
This has to be reversed and we need to
Chief
beat
Chief Whip to respond. Please allow the Chief Whip. Sorry, Deputy. No, Deputy. You're not entitled to speak. Deputy. Please.
Understand the Article 35.3. I believe that I'm entitled to say a few words.
No, Deputy. Standing Order 35.3 is to move an amendment to the order of business. Have you an amendment?
I have an amendment.
Well, then you should state the amendment, please. State your amendment, please, Deputy.
My amendment is that I'm allowed to stay in the Committee of Agriculture because my understanding was appointed an independent member, not a member of government or Fianna Fáil.
Thank you, Deputy. That's fine. Thank you, Chief Whip, to respond, please.
Kieran Corley, if I could just clarify... Kieran Corley, if I could just clarify so that all deputies will be aware that you do not need to be a member of a committee to attend a committee. I note the comments made and the requests for statements. They will be considered on Thursday at the business committee meeting as normal. The order of business stands.
Thank you. Are deputies in agreement with the order of business? Not agreed. Deputies in favour say thaw. Deputies against say kneel. Question is carried. Vote all.
So there you go, that's how it played out at Leaders' Question Time yesterday. A vote held later on the 11th report of the selection of committees, and that vote was won comfortably by the government, removing Danny Healy-Ray and the Chief Whip announcing that Deputy Michael Cahill of Fianna Fáil and Kerry replaced him on the committee, and Deputy Cahill's with me on the line. Deputy Cahill, good morning to you and thanks for talking to me on the programme this morning. Clearly, Deputy Danny Healy-Ray not happy with what's happened. It's all tied to what happened last week in terms of government, but what's your own view, first of all, on getting this place on the Agriculture Committee?
Yeah, good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners. Look, the position is quite clearly that if you go back to the formation of this government, they engaged with the two Healy-Ray brothers, and for their votes and support of the government, Michael Healy-Ray became a junior minister, and Danny, at his own request, became a member of the Joint Agricultural Committee following the collapse of the arrangement when they both voted against the government last week. Obviously, we all know this. Michael lost his, junior ministry, and Danny lost his position on the Agricultural Committee. I don't get any great pleasure out of this, Danny. Like, you know, I sympathise with both deputies in that regard. But I was asked if I was interested in going on and would I go on the Agricultural Committee last week. I suppose, you know, it would absolutely have been crazy for I to turn down that request. It's a very important committee at a very important time. A critical time, to be quite frank, you know, in the context of the protests and the difficult situation the farmers find themselves in today and contractors, etc. I mean, we have, like Mary Butler, the Chief Whip, said there yesterday, any deputy, including Danny, can go into any committee. I wasn't a member of the committee until I'll be attending my first meeting this afternoon.
Today. Yeah.
And I used to go into the Agricultural Committee. I spoke at the Agricultural Committee. The only difference is that if you're not an official member, you have to wait until all the actual members speak first. I spoke there,
and you can't vote either on reports, correct, and different things like that at the committee. You have to be a member of the committee to do that. So it is a more important position than someone who just comes along on a particular day. Let me ask you this. What about the point that Michael Collins made in the Dáil yesterday, that Micheál Martin is going back on what he was saying 10 years ago, saying, look, committees and Parliament isn't a plaything of the party that's in power and that decisions shouldn't be made like this. But now it is. Is this not just an act of political retribution? You didn't vote for us, so we're penalising you. You're gone from the committee. Is that not what happened here?
Well, there was a specific arrangement here, Johnny, to be honest about it. And as Mary Butler said, and as I'm saying, you know, any member can go into any committee. I was in there today. The chair of Board B was up. I spoke there that day when all the official members of the committee had spoken. I was in there the day that the IFA and the Farmers Journal were in following the fact-finding mission to Brazil.
But it's not the same, really, as it is being on the committee. Danny Healy-Way valued this position. He spoke before about how important it was that he was on the committee, and now he's lost it and you've been replaced. Is it not an act of political retribution by Fianna Fáil, by your party, at him for not voting?
I don't think so, Jerry, to be honest about it. Look, I mean, somebody was going to take the position if Michael Cahill didn't take the position. Mm. Obviously, I've a great interest in agriculture, you know, and it's at a critical time. Like, we've CAP coming up. Like, just talking about
CAP negotiations are coming up
and they're going to be very, very difficult. Like, you know, and you know, there's huge issues in regards to young farmers and farm succession. There's huge issues in regards to farm income supports. You know, acres, TAMS. I've raised the issue of TB on a number of occasions, and it's a problem that's not going away in our county. And look, I'm honoured to be asked by the government and appointed by the government, even though it went to a vote. I didn't realise that was all a new experience for me as well yesterday. I didn't realise that there was going to be a vote on this until yesterday. But look, it is what it is. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to working, you know, with department officials, and I'll have better access to ministers and all of that. And hopefully I'll be able to help the farming community in Kerry, because there are plenty of issues at this point in time, like, you know, and I've no doubt that Danny Healy-Ray will be in at the meetings and will contribute, no doubt, going forward, and I wouldn't expect anything else from the man. So, look, it was either Michael Cahill takes it or Kerry lost it.
Yeah.
Simple as
that. Okay, and is it a question politically of a deal was a deal? The deal fell apart, the votes weren't there for the government when they needed them, and so everything falls apart in the deal.
That's what happened. Like, you know, look, you interviewed me last Wednesday morning, and I told you that Michael wanted to stay in right up until the night before.
Since been disputed by Jackie Healy-Ray in an interview here on Friday. He says that didn't happen. Now, Micheál Martin has gone on since to say that, you know, there was a suggestion in the newspapers at the weekend that his advisor, Deirdre Galland, had phoned Michael and said, look, it's either Danny's vote or you're gone. Micheál Martin has denied there was any contact there. So will we ever find out what really went on?
Well,
one wonders.
As I said to you last week, Jerry, everyone knows up here what actually happened. Whether they want to believe Michael Cahill or the Healy-Rays, you look. Some people, no matter what the truth is, they won't believe the truth. You know, This is the truth from what I know and from speaking to senior people and pretty much everyone across party and none here in Leinster House.
Okay. All right, Michael, listen, we're going to leave it there. Best of luck in the role, by the way, over the next period.
Thank you.
And thanks for taking time to talk to me in the programme this morning. That's Deputy Michael Cahill, a newly minted member of the Agricultural Committee, taking the position that was held by Danny Healy-Ray. A vote held in Dáil Éireann yesterday in relation to removing him from the Agricultural Committee. And that one went the way of the government quite comfortably. In the end, and that is how things worked out there. And Danny Healy-Ray gone from the committee, but as Mary Butler said, can attend as a non-voting member.